Is normal Minecraft just too easy for you? You need a game that real men play. Well, we'll check it out in this week's Spotlight.
Netcasts you love from people you trust. This is TWiT. Video and audio bandwidth provided by CacheFly at cachefly.com.
Hello and welcome to OMG Craft. I am your host, OMG Chad. Now, you may have seen your favorite YouTubers playing a game recently called Ultra Hardcore. Ultra Hardcore, or UHC for short, is a modded version of Minecraft, which makes the game much, much harder. We've always had normal hardcore in the normal Minecraft game. And this game, you will be either banned from the server you're playing on, or in single player, you will just have the world deleted once you die. So one life, one world, one time, that's how hardcore mode works. But unlike in hardcore mode, UHC, your health does not regenerate even if your food bar is full. Once you lose a heart, the only way to gain it back is either through golden apples or making potions. And of course, making potions means going into the Nether, finding netherwort, getting blaze rods. It's very, very difficult. Now, you may be saying to yourself, this seems like a walk in the park, no big deal. But it gets even harder. The recipes have changed. For a golden apple, instead of nuggets, you need gold ingots. And for a glistening melon, which is required to make the health potions, you need a full block of gold. Makes it very, very, very difficult to get your health up once you have been hurt. Now, you can play this mod single player or use it to its full potential as a multiplayer mod. The original mod, named XXX Hardcore XXX, which is still the mod that you will be using today if you want to install it on your single-player world, that mod actually comes in two varieties. It has class mods for both your Minecraft.jar and a Minecraft underscore server.jar, which is the vanilla version of the Minecraft server. Then it was officially rewritten as a bucket mod to make installation much, much easier. That's actually the mod that I'll be showing off today. I'm running my own bucket server. Now, you may be saying, just a gameplay mode change, that doesn't seem all that exciting. But the way to really use this mod is to play with friends, either as teams or player versus player, every man for themselves. The rules are normally the last man standing wins it all. So the first thing to do when you get into a game is start to break trees and get wood tools as fast as possible. Once you have wooden tools, upgrade them to stone tools as fast as possible to make your life so much easier. The other thing is that apples are really, really useful, so make sure that you only go after these oak trees and let them degrade on their own. Now, once you have wooden tools or stone tools, you need to get cows as fast as possible. I suggest cows and only cows. Go slaughter as many as you can, because from cows, you also get leather, which can be crafted into armor. You use those steaks that you've gotten from your cows as food. You can see that we didn't have very many cows, so I have just a cooked pork chop here to keep my health up, to keep my food up. Now, also, food doesn't always need to be maxed out. You can stretch your food longer by actually letting it hit towards near the middle, because food won't regenerate health. There's no real reason to keep it full. So now that it is night, I actually need to get back to base where we were starting a hole right here. And just as a rule, just really don't be outside during night. Too many things spawn. Once you lose hearts, they're gone until you can find extra things. So some extra tips to remember is that fall damage is the easiest way to get damage in game. Also, make sure you are lighting everything up. And just be safe, and let me grab some blocks. Just be safe, and just just completely just block up things as you're moving along. Now, the other thing is that skeletons are probably the worst mob in game now, because skeletons can shoot you from afar, and there ain't nothing you can do about it. You can try to run up to them and hit them, but by that point, it is already too late. Also, as a general rule, there is no branch mining in this game mode. So there isn't a rule that the mod that you've installed will force you not to branch mine. But the idea is you mine only with the intention to find a cave and not to just look for resources by, you know, making a tree mine out to get tons and tons of resources. And one more thing, when you are playing as a team, make sure you know where your team members are located at all times, because by accidentally mining, when they walk in front of you, you will hit them and they will lose half a heart if they just walk in front of your pick. Friendly fire is on in this game. Now that we've done this, let me show off a little bit of the sort of server admin style things that the admin of a server gets. So I'm going to switch into game mode 1 for this. First, let's go ahead and set a spawn radius for the players. As the server admin, you have a few tools, and one of... Starence, you're back. Thanks. Sorry, watch out, Starence. There's a zombie. Okay, anyway, he'll be safe. He'll be safe. Luckily, zombies are they have a special love for sheep, you know. So, as a server admin, you have a few tools at your disposal. First is scatter, and I'm going to set the scatter radius to low. And what scatter does is it is a radius that allows the admin to send players to at the beginning of the game so that everything is super fair. So if we type in scatter radius, and then let's just choose a easy number. Like, I'm going to make it actually kind of small. Let's just say 100. And then you type I believe you have to type the name of the world. UC2. Bam. So now we have created a radius of 100. And that radius is used to send players out to that radius at the start of the game. So you can scatter individual players by typing out scatter and then the person's username. So let's just use mine. And bam, I've been teleported to a location far away from the center, far away from the spawn point. And if you have multiple players, you can do scatter zero, scatter O, not zero, all one word, and then that will scatter all the players at one point. Also, some other things you can do is with that radius that you've set, you can generate a border that is 5 blocks away from the radius to keep all of your players inside and killing each other. You can also use heal all or heal specific players or feed all and feed specific players. You're also given a freeze function, which sets their movement to 0. They can't break any blocks. They can't even see anything. It blinds the players, which is kind of nice if you need to just pause all gameplay. Really, UHC is a really fun way to play the game of Minecraft. So get in there with your friends and start your own game and make sure that you just fight to the death so everyone hates each other at the end of the game. If you want to watch any of our previous episodes, go on over to omgcraft.com. We have all of the archives of all of our old episodes. And if you want future episodes, you could be a time traveler and subscribe to the show so you get them when they come out. You can do that at youtube.com/omgcraft or search for omgcraft in iTunes. Until the next episode, I will see you then.